Friday.
It's always is a night at the Roxbury. It's Friday, everybody. I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
And we are the Unrefined Guys, two guys who know a little bit about a lot of things, don't know a whole lot about one particular topic. Let's just jump right into it, Lana.
Go for it.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. One, flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. Two, prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. Three, keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. Four, ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
I don't think that last one was sarcasm.
Yeah, that's the truth.
You know, it's sad. We talked about a little bit on Monday. Where are they sending most of these illegals to?
Right.
They're not sending them to Middle America, generally speaking. They're not sending them to red areas.
No.
They send them to the blue states, the sanctuary cities, the whatnots and the where-to-fores. Notice Mayor Adams of New York has not been bitching nearly as much lately.
Yeah, why is that?
I wonder if he's been told to shut his mouth, his time will come. Because the more they send to these blue cities, when the census hits in 2030, illegals are currently being counted. And as this guy states, just with the illegals that are currently here, it equals 13 additional congressional seats. And right. If you flood these bluer areas, that's where those seats will come from.
Right.
And we all know that those are very, very reliably blue.
Right.
And so there's 13 more blue seats.
Right. I mean, just here in our home state of Colorado, that would add, I think they said two.
Two, I think was the number. I think
that's what I heard. And that would be enough. I mean, the state's blue and it's going to be blue for a while until something happens.
Right.
But the irony here is that most of these people that are going to be here for the census mm-hmm. are probably not even ever going to vote.
Possibly, yeah.
Because the census doesn't guarantee they're going to vote for anything.
Right. But it does guarantee the representation.
Right. So, and that's probably the idea anyways. Let's get them all here. Get these extra seats, as many seats as we can get. And that way we can rule from now on.
I hate to say it's a great plan. It's the Democrats thinking ahead.
I really wish sometimes that we didn't have our finger on the pulse of some of the shit that's going on. Because we've been crying this for months.
We've been saying this almost since the beginning of this show. And just the other day when I first heard this clip that we just played, all I could think is, you know, if our listeners were to hear that, they would think that we finally got our heads out of our butts and invested in some production and that we put that together, because we've been saying
all of those things. Yep.
And part of me is, you know, oh, cool. We know what we're
it's validation, it up.
But you know, we're getting the bits and pieces together and we're doing it fairly correctly. But I wish I was wrong.
Right. That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, it's validation, like I said, of what we've been saying for months. somebody puts out this piece and it's right. like it echoes everything we've been saying. It's awesome.
Well, it is awesome, but at the same time,
scary.
They're giving them thousands of dollars, and I know we're a broken record, but Lahaina got 700 once.
Yep.
And they're still being fought with to keep them away from their properties. This is a huge land grab by the government.
Right. I mean, same thing. What happened in Lahaina just happened outside of Amarillo, Texas.
Yep.
In another proposed smart city area. Most of the land is owned by one person. And we've talked about this before. It's Bill Gates.
Moobs. McGates.
Yeah. Same with Maui. Mm-hmm. He owns a lot of the property in that area.
And Oprah, oddly enough.
Yeah. And Dwayne Johnson and, you know, all those elites. So it's a land grab. And it's also a grab for those seats to end up ruling.
It's frightening, to say the least. But, you know, when you're looking at how much they're giving these illegals, who they're displacing as a result of their presence is disgusting. And what's even more disgusting is the louder we get about it, the more indignant the politicians who are supposed to represent us have become.
Oh, yeah.
We're being called stupid by our own elected officials.
We're being called stupid and racist and bigoted and all these words. And we're not any of those, in my opinion. We're just patriots.
Yeah.
We've said on previous shows that neither one of us are against immigration when it's done the right way.
Correct.
I mean, this country was founded on immigrants.
I've never thought of myself as an Irish American or Scottish American.
No. I've always hated, since the day I started applying for jobs, when they asked my race.
Yeah.
I've never really liked that. And I'm glad now that you can, I'm not going to answer that. That's one of your options now.
Yeah.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
Yeah, I'm an American. That's it. Who was the Raven? We played the clip a while back. She was talking with Oprah and Raven she pushed Simone. Back. Raven Simone, who said very clearly, I'm an American. That's it.
Yeah.
And I think what they're starting to realize is that race card that has been played so many times isn't being substantiated. And so they're going to move on now, and it's a class issue. You've got the illegal immigrants that they are going to do their best to treat like the favorite child, while those of us who work hard for the system, unfortunately, to pay for all that stuff, we don't get anything from it.
No.
Yet.
We're turned down.
Yeah. You go to Ukraine, shit, we'll give you the world. You come in from the southern border, we'll give you the world. Yeah. But if you paid into this system and gave us the money to give this away.
All those things that these immigrants get. Now, I don't necessarily want to live in a tent.
Sure.
But to be given thousands of dollars a month.
Phone.
A cell phone.
Food.
Definitely be given food. I've witnessed it just recently where they go by with the Food Bank of the Rockies truck to these encampments and they're just dropping off boxes of food to these immigrants. And I don't have a problem taking care of human beings.
Correct.
And that they obviously came here. They're here. We unfortunately now have to take care of them. It's a strain on us as a society to pay for this.
Why are we?
And turning our backs on our own homeless and our veterans.
We're turning our back on our own people and treating these illegals better than we even treated the homeless or the veterans who were here long before these clowns.
Right. I mean, Denver's had a homeless issue for a while now.
Right.
Because they're pretty liberal when it comes to homelessness. And so we've had that issue for a while. But what I witnessed last night was an attack from the United States citizens homeless attacking immigrants. It was a big old fight. Right down the street from where I work.
Maybe they're trying
to clean. Can't say I blame them.
Well, exactly.
Maybe they're trying to clean up their camps. Right? I'm not saying that these people are trash. I'm not saying that. I'm not implying it. But you don't belong here.
Yeah.
How about you
We're not getting the benefits you're getting.
Make like a bird, fly fucking south for the winter. You know? Except do it for the permanent. Go back home.
Yeah.
You know, when we were kids, that was almost like a mean jab to the Hispanic population. Go back home.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time said tongue in cheek to our friends. But these people have been sold a false bill of goods by our government.
Yep.
That you need to come here. And, you know, we joked about it on Monday's show. Kamala Harris early on was telling these folks, don't come here, with a huge wink and a nod, because all of these people coming across now are saying, yeah, we've been told. The word is out. You come to America, you are going to be cared for.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to come here, then you've got to play by our rules. You've got to do it legal. Oh, wait, no, you don't, because the clown administration that sits here is willing and able and is currently wrecking the system and straining it to the point, when does it break?
Right.
And does it break and piss off the illegals too? Karma's a mother.
Right? Apparently so.
You know.
And that was kind of a rhetorical question. That's why I didn't answer it. Tommy didn't really want an answer because we all know the answer.
Yeah, we definitely know.
It's, you know, you want to be humane.
Sure.
But at the same time, you got to say enough's enough. And I've been there for months now. It's like, okay, that's enough. We need to close it up. Slow it down. We have enough people over here now. Apparently, he just wants all of South America to move into North America.
And they're all military-aged men.
I wish they were all from the South America and Central America, but they're not. They're from China. They're from Iran, Somalia. I watch these guys on YouTube and on TikTok. They're conservatives. But because our media, the liberal media, has not actually done an in-depth thing on the border crisis, they decided they were going to be impartial, go down there and just video and interview a few of these people. So, you know, they spoke Spanish, they speak, and a couple of them speak Farsi and other languages. And they're interviewing these people as they're coming up to the border. And they're like, why are you coming to the United States? Because Biden said that we should.
Huh.
Is what a lot of them are saying. So one of them goes, so Donald Trump? And they're like, oh, no. It's why not Donald Trump? And then one of them answers, well, because he'll send us back.
Yeah. Well, who was this podcast? Do you remember?
I don't remember the name of the guys, but it's like a group of five guys. There's two people that do interviews and questions, and then there's like three people that are cameramen. Gotcha. That's all they do is cameramen. And so I was watching this, and they were talking to these 60 people that were sitting outside the border. I think it was in Eagle Pass. Maybe it was somewhere else, Brownsville, something like that. But they're sitting at the wall, the part of the wall that was built. And they're just sitting outside of the wall, and they're going down and they're asking people. There were a bunch of Chinese people. There was a couple of North Koreans. And then there was – and they were all military-age males. And then there were some families.
Sure.
You know, but it was like 60 people. So they're interviewing them and asking them why. And some of the Hispanic families were like, well, we could try to make something better for ourselves.
Right.
So I respect that. The other guys are like, well, basically
– it's free.
We're getting money. We're getting – it's okay. It's legal now. Well, no, it's not. It's not.
It
legal.
Just isn't being enforced.
Right. So they're talking to them and they start loading up their equipment into their SUV and the Border Patrol shows up, guns drawn.
For the cameraman, not for the immigrants.
Exactly. So they went through the whole fucking thing of checking their papers and doing the Border Patrol is checking these guys out. They're clearly United States citizens because they're like a group of five white four white guys and one black guy, so they're clearly not immigrants.
If they were, they held them at gunpoint. Out.
They held them at gunpoint for 2 hours, and while they were doing their investigation, finally let them go. And it was funny because the guys were like, "Well, we made it home. We're good."
Oh no, I'd have been furious.
Yeah,
illegal detention. But if these other
those 60 people sitting outside the gate, you're not going to say a fucking word to, but you're going to fuck with us.
It's too much. And what comes with this illegal immigration when you're bringing in military-aged men from all over the world? They had 19 men mm-hmm. that were from the Middle East that were in this country for years before they were activated,
right.
allegedly, to fly planes into buildings and various other places. And now we have just basically closed down the border in the wrong direction and said, doesn't matter who you are. We may or may not have your name. Carry on.
Right. Oh, and by the way, to go to your 2030 census thing, uh-huh. by the way, your next court date's in 6 years.
Right.
6 to 10 years.
Convenient. Because then right about census time, we're going to leave you here for just a few more years, and you're going to do what we ask you to do. Yes, it's conspiratorial, but it's really fucking making sense now.
No, I don't know if it's conspiratorial. I think it's truth. I mean, because a lot of these people that they've interviewed on this show that I watch on YouTube, all the people are saying was Biden told us to come. And even though we have the video or the audio of Kamala saying, don't come.
Don't come. And then, of course,
doing Trump. This, I'm you know, waving your hand at the same time saying it's like nodding your head and saying no at the same time.
it's frustrating knowing that, especially, look, we just did our taxes a few weeks ago and it's not great.
You have to pay?
No.
But it's not
great.
Right.
You know, it's not like it has been in the past. You know, people said that when Trump came in and issued those tax cuts,
it was just for the rich.
It was just for the rich folks. Well, I got to tell you, I looked at a chart recently of how those tax cuts broke down. Mm-hmm. And everybody up to the point of $350,000 saw almost 14% less taxes.
Right.
Those at 350 to, I believe, 500, they got a little bit of a bump.
Well, when you're making that much a year.
Yeah. You can afford it.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing okay.
Yeah.
So he was making them pay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trump was.
Okay.
Trump's tax cut.
The left is saying
just making
that,
clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. The left was saying that he cut the taxes for all the rich people. He didn't. He actually made them pay more.
Yeah. We had more money.
I was going to say, I had a conversation with a guy at work. He's liberal. I wouldn't say he's far left,
sure.
but he's definitely on that side of the fence. And we were talking about taxes. I was like, well, all I know is I made more money, took mm-hmm. home more money under Trump than I have these last 3 years. And he goes, well, I don't know about that. And then he pulls up his phone. Apparently all of his stuff's on his, you know, he can access it on his Google Drive or whatever.
H&R Block has it too.
Yeah. Well, and he's looking and 4 years ago, under Trump, and it was right around the pandemic, mm-hmm. he took home a hell of a lot more money than he is taking home in the last 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you know what? I didn't think about it that way. And he's like, yeah, and this guy's doing such a great job for you, huh?
All that Biden has accomplished is making everyday Americans' lives more miserable.
Yeah, that and making it more divisive than it's been.
Absolutely. You know, well... We've joked before about the third Obama term, but you pointed out something earlier that made the wheels in my hamster wheel spin without my hamster needing to be in it. You said something to the effect of Biden was giving a talk, which is always entertaining.
Right.
And he mentions that he taught Second Amendment.
No, that was during the State of the Union that he said this.
Okay.
In the State of the Union, he said, I know about the Second Amendment because I taught Second Amendment
for
12 years.
And
we all know that he never did.
Never taught anything.
Right. He's never taught anything, especially constitutional law. So it just so happens that the one person that you can look at is Obama, who taught constitutional law for 12 years.
Yeah. And then it makes me think...
Maybe Obama was in his ear and he's like, shit, I know the Second Amendment. I taught it for 12 years. And, you know, in passing.
You weren't supposed to say that loud.
Well, yeah, it was a hot mic. And right? He's like, oh, shit. And then Biden repeats it.
Well, you think about one of the last interviews Obama gave.
Yeah.
He said, if I could have one more term, I would do it, but I would want to be the puppet master.
Mm-hmm.
Controlling the
I wouldn't want to be up front
and calling the shots, and then we get to a place where, and I started to figure this out the other day because I happened to catch a news clip of Biden was out doing something, And they made it look palatable. He wasn't bumbling. He wasn't stumbling. He wasn't fumbling. He sounded somewhat coherent. I can't say intelligent with a straight face. So he was more.
Well, anybody coherent. With dementia sounds coherent every once in a while.
And I began to think, this is what the everyday average person is seeing. Mm-hmm. Most people aren't digging the way you and I dig, or the way that those of us in the political world dig. Everyday people who are just watching the news are seeing, well, yeah, he's old. He's got this weird shuffle to his gait, but he's not retarded. But then you and I and those in our positions are looking at the retard on a daily basis going, this guy's fucking loony. he can't do shit without stepping in it.
Go back to 8 when he was running as vice president. He was a much different guy then.
Very much so.
He was definitely more aware. More of his faculties were there. He's still a lazy politician that has done really nothing for the country for 50 years.
We talked about the State of the Union address and how he came out of the gate hotter than shit.
Yeah.
And you could watch the depression when he ran out of gas.
Yeah.
And for the next 40 some minutes, it was hit and miss, man. I didn't know if he was going to make it.
Because of the State of the Union, there's been a lot of clips going around. My favorite clip is when he called out SCOTUS. And and then they, for a brief minute, maybe not even that long, but just for a brief moment, you got a shot of all the justices sitting there looking at him like, you motherfucker.
And the liberal justices were just as angry about it as the conservatives. It doesn't surprise me. I think I said this before we started recording. I wonder if this long game was very well scripted to the point that they realized at some point Biden was a losing horse.
Yeah.
But they'd already bet on him.
Yeah.
So what they're going to do is they're going to break everything they can, set other things up so that they will trigger later on term, knowing full well that Trump's going to win this next election. He'll be the president for 4 years, but we will set up so many landmines in his way that we will keep him from being able to accomplish much. And then in 28,
yeah,
we'll come back in, we'll have a better candidate, and we'll take power forever. Because in the middle of that term,
right,
will happen the census.
Like we were discussing on the Monday show, is the optics of what Trump's going to have to do with shipping off all these illegals is not going to look good.
Nope. It's going to look,
it's going to be great for the country in the long run, but at the time it's going to look horrible. And he's going to come off as, and they're going to say it, he's going to be just like, he's going to be compared to Hitler.
He'll be compared.
Yeah. And so that's going to suck, but he's going to do what's, in my opinion, what's best for the country is deporting a lot of these people that do not really belong to be here, need to be here. If they want to be here, they go about it their legal way. So the stay in Mexico thing should never have been canceled.
No.
Never. No. Because there's been people I've talked to just recently that were in the Mexico during the stay in Mexico thing that are here legally now. And now I think one of them is right on the edge of going through citizenship. I'm like, awesome. That's cool. You know, he did it the right way. And she's pissed.
Well,
They're just handed stuff, you know. And she's like, I want to know. I want a itemized receipt from the government of where my fucking money's going.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. We have to make sure we have all our receipts when we do our taxes.
100%. And if you look at how it's being done, they tell us, well, these budgets are all public knowledge, they're public information, you can get it, but there are areas of budget that are completely blacked out.
Yeah,
the military funding budget is blacked out in certain areas. The CIA budget, all you get CIA number.
Yeah,
you don't get to see any of the breakdowns. Government is the only place that has, that doesn't have to budget what's called a zero balance budget. We have to.
Yeah.
If I don't have the money, I can't pay the bill. I can't live on credit from the power company. They don't do that.
They give you like a month.
Yeah, and then afterwards, fixed.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
You start getting the pink notices and then the red notice and then the orange one.
Or just turning the lights on and they don't do anything. Not that I've ever been there once or twice.
I can't lie. I've been there a few times.
I think the water was my big one. They're really stingy about the water bills, man. You miss that, you got 15 days. You don't pay it day 16, no water. Then they charge you $75. But look, I couldn't afford to pay it already. You're going to charge me more to get it turned back
on. That's the part that never... Same with your cell phone. If you let your cell phone bill lapse, and now everybody's on auto pay, which is a bad idea, by the way. But
no doubt.
They got you. They're going to get you to do it because they, quote unquote, give you a discount.
We'll pay the taxes for you. Fuck off.
But you shut off your cell phone, or they shut off your cell phone because of non-payment. They charge you whatever it is for reactivation. It's like $30 or something like that. But so yeah, like you said, I didn't have the money to pay the bill. That's why you shut it off, and now you're going to charge me more.
It's like bank overdraft fees. wait a minute. You already know I don't have the money to cover it.
You wouldn't let me do it.
Charge me more? That's stupid. Get out of here.
And part of his bill or his State of the Union, Biden's, was that he was getting rid of those junk fees.
Junk fees. If I got paid for my junk, I'd probably owe a lot of people.
Give refunds.
Yeah. That's the only way I could do OnlyFans and make a profit. I just post everything nude and you have to pay me to put clothes
apparently
back.
Apparently, you were showing me videos of AI.
Oh, stuff. Wow.
So you could go on OnlyFans and just use AI I could person. Go on,
that's not a bad idea.
Apparently, there's some of them doing that already.
Apparently, there's more than some. Yeah. I saw an estimate that about 40% of those OnlyFans accounts are AI. I wish I was that smart.
Yeah, right. I don't have the patience to tell AI exactly what I needed to do.
No, not too much for my tastes. They make getting rich somewhat easy, but you have to be really smart for it.
Yeah.
Because
to learn a few things.
Well, if you or I went out to buy property today, if we were in our current predicament, we would have a hard time getting the loan.
Right.
Because debt to income ratios, this, that, and the other. But if we had $10 million or $20 million in the bank, you would have banks clawing at you.
Oh yeah,
to loan you money.
You own a piece of property. You have $20 million in the bank. You haven't even spent a dime. You can get the property. You can get a contractor, and you can get construction started, and without even have to pay any
money. Don't even need to give them
just because that money's sitting in the bank.
Yep. Yeah. Don't even need to give them any kind of information other than I have money. Bing. Everything's done for you.
Yeah.
You or I, though, we got to jump through hoops like crazy.
Right.
This is part of the way the system's rigged.
Well, that's the capitalist system that we live in. Mm-hmm. And it's got its downfalls.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But there's so much more good about it. I mean, we've talked about this before with the communist and the socialist ideas. I don't like those because I'm not going to bust my ass for the guy down the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, I'll be as lazy as him.
Yeah. It's just
not in me though.
It's not my nature. Not my nature at all. I was having a conversation with one of the girls at work the other day. And she's been at this company for quite a while. And some of the folks in the areas that, you know, work around us are older.
Mm-hmm.
And it's odd because the youngest, you know, on our team is probably in late 30s, early 40s. But when we see some of the kids around us, they're young kids.
Yeah.
They're just sitting around. They're, you know, working super hard to not work.
Right. Exactly what I'm going through at my work.
If you would have put the effort in that you're putting to stay out of work, you'd be done by now.
I was telling Karen about work last night. I have a Hispanic gentleman who's been a citizen. Mm-hmm. He's born and raised. He's an American.
Right.
But he's Hispanic in nature. But we have this one white guy that he's racist.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking crap. He calls him his Juan instead of his real name. Jeez. Yeah. So he's like, shut up, Juan. Get over here, Juan. You know, just, and I, so I had a talk with him. I was like, cause I'm a manager there. I'm like, dude, stop.
All he's got to do is say yes and you're done.
Yeah. That's it. Stop. Just knock it off. Anyway, I have, long story short, I've devised a new system for loading and unloading that is better than they had before.
Right.
And ends up making more money for the guys that are doing the deliveries. So they were mad about this because they end up having to do a little more work. Now, this guy, the Hispanic guy, he went past his breaks, worked right through his lunch, and he came back to the warehouse and was like, so what do you got for me to do? And I was like, well, you can go home, or if you want to get your full hours, you can help me for tomorrow's stuff. We can load up the
get prepped and ready to go.
Yeah, we get everything ready for tomorrow. And he's like, do I have to? And I was like, no, you don't have to. You can go home. Hmm? You're done. But it's up to you. And he's like, no, I need the money. So boom. I can't get that from a lot of my other employees.
And it is.
Because they're young and they're like, I'm just going to milk the clock. I don't like this new loading because it's too much work.
Right.
Sorry to say it that way, but that's the way the guy sounded. It's too much work and I don't need to work that hard. Right. Well, then when you get your check, you can't complain that Carlos It'll is making more that. Money than you are. Right.
You know, and it's funny because you hear a lot of people saying, oh, it's the millennials. Oh, it's the Gen Zs. It's the millennials. It's the Gen Zs.
It's cultural.
It's cultural to a degree in that, for instance, when I was having this conversation the other night, there are some older folks.
Oh, yeah.
Who have the worst work ethic. You know, you take a look, and I don't know if we're blessed. Well,
I can see why that happens because I have an older gentleman that's kind of falling into the same laziness as some of the
retired on duty sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he, I think, is just sick and tired of these lazy people getting away with it.
Sure.
And so he's sick and tired of busting his ass and
so he's fallen into the communism trap. Yeah.
Yep.
I think you and I were blessed because we've got both Gen Z and millennial kids wise.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Your kids have amazing work ethic.
They do.
My kids have amazing work ethic.
Well, that's passed down.
I think it's more, like you said earlier, cultural.
Yeah.
Because we instilled in our kids that you're going to work hard.
Yeah.
And
there's a quick way to get that at PlayStation 5.
Exactly.
And that's you put in
the hours.
Yeah.
You know, work hard, but play hard.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these people, and, you know, somewhat generational is the, I want more personal time for myself. I want more money for myself, but I want less hours. You know, Bernie Sanders introduced this 32-hour work week.
And get paid for 40. Yeah.
That he's trying to push past. It's beneficial if we did that.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't enjoy it. I'd be lying. I'd enjoy it a little bit.
Yes.
Because you'd have your three-day weekend.
In theory, it sounds amazing.
But who's paying for that extra day?
Right.
Your employer? Okay, well, guess what? Whatever your employer produces, that's going to cost more.
Yep.
And then everything's going to be too high, and we're going to be stuck paying for that bill. So those extra hours that you're getting paid for but not working for, they don't mean nothing.
We both worked at jobs where we had to work 3/12s and got paid for 40 hours. So they paid us the extra 4 hours. But that job was labor intensive.
Very much so, yeah.
So we earned that extra 4 hours, in my opinion. What? You know, but, and those are rare. Those are hard to find.
Oh, yeah, especially these days.
Well, the thing nowadays is because everybody wants more days off. So a lot of companies are going to 4/10s and giving you 3 days off. Well, they're doing that where I'm working now, and I don't get that lucky, but they work 4/10s, but it's a rotating schedule.
Gotcha.
So everybody gets the weekend off.
Makes sense.
You know, throughout the month or whatever it is. So it's fair,
mm.
and that's the best way to do it, in my opinion. But the thing is there's not 40 hours worth of work
right.
at my job, so they're still having to pay these guys 4/10s. And
it seems like a,
I end up taking the hit.
Well, yeah, because you're,
because I have to cut my hours to pay these guys.
Yeah, I, looking at the where we're at, I used to blame the generation, but it is, it's cultural. It's absolutely cultural. And the only way to fix that is to hold people accountable.
Right.
You know, as supervisors, we have to tell our folks what we expect from them. In turn, what they should expect from us is to provide work mm-hmm. in a safe work environment. And, you know, that we're going to do is we've
they have to be reliable.
Yeah, you've got to be reliable. But at the same time,
integrity.
Thank you. Your expectation needs to meet reality. Mm-hmm. You're going to work and do work. You're not just going to sit here and what's the term now? Quiet quitting.
Yeah.
Where they just sit around and do nothing. Well, if we'd have tried that, we'd have been quiet fired very quickly.
I don't know if we'd have been quiet.
Well, yeah. quiet, get the hell out. Like, you know, I don't get it. Doesn't make sense.
Well, when we growing up, and even nowadays, I've been in a few jobs that are like, it's just, I can see how this could get that way. It's just not in me. Because, for example, I'm like Carlos at work. I work through my breaks. I'll work through my lunch. Mm. If it means I can go home a half hour early. I really like going home.
That's why that term go big or go home doesn't apply to me, because you underestimate my desire to be at home.
Right.
You really.
Well, and especially in my case where I've been gone most of right? my career, you know, over the road, not home.
Uh-huh.
If I got an opportunity to get done a half hour early, I'm going to take
Heck
it.
Yeah.
That's Heck what yeah. I did last night. Got off a half hour early, went home.
Just makes the most sense. Just makes the most sense.
Even though I'm just sitting in the warehouse, I still worked right through my lunch.
Still work that got to be done, right?
So they're going to take it out of my check one way or another. So this is, luckily I'm with a company that's like, well, you can do that.
Right.
Or you can go home early. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to go home early.
Please. Please send me home. Please send me home.
Well, that's what's funny is we did that extra work, Carlos and I, and he still got to go home early.
That's cool.
And that's why I'm saying it's cultural, because he's Hispanic. And the guy that was giving him a hard time, the racist white guy, was there, I believe, until 4:30 this morning.
Oh, God dang.
Yeah.
Whoops.
That's what you get for being lazy.
Well, true.
He's one of the ones that doesn't like the new loading system, so he's holding it against.
And he's one of the ones that thinks if he slows down work, he'll get paid more because you're paying him by the hour.
Right.
Yeah.
He doesn't. Yeah, it's a.
He doesn't realize the piecemeal part of it.
No, he doesn't.
That'll jump up for him.
Yeah. Speaking of terrible work ethic, President Biden has spent 446 days of his presidency thus far on vacation.
I wish I could get that much.
I don't math good, but I think that's close to 40%.
How many days? 400 and something?
446.
So he's been off for a year.
Yeah. Oh, a year and a half almost.
Yeah.
40% of his presidency has been spent on vacation.
Wow.
And people, look, the right.
I hope we take it out of his check.
Yeah, right. The right used to bitch about Obama.
Yeah.
Who played golf quite a bit on the weekends. And did take some Hawaiian vacations, but he wasn't, I don't think he overindulged at all.
It was, in my opinion, it was normal.
Yeah, I think so. Trump, they used to bust his balls all the time because he was golfing a lot and on vacation. I didn't think it was excessive.
Right.
But this clown, 40%, if my math is right, 446 days of his presidency has been spent in Delaware. No.
I want that job.
No bad. Yeah. I got no beef at all with Delaware, folks. I'm not bagging on y'all. But 446 days. This mother trucker.
That explains why we're in the position the country's in.
No doubt.
He's not working, so it's falling apart. If I was to not go to work 40% of the time, shit would fall apart at work.
Oh, you wouldn't have a job after
there's that too,
25%. That's my guess.
I don't even know what the true percentage is. Most people get 2 weeks. after so many years of employment.
You he has been a government employee for 50 some years, so maybe he gets six
a year
weeks
off.
But a year? God, well, that's, let's see, a half a year is what? About
180.
180, so he's close at 446. Yeah, he's at almost a year and a half. Holy shit.
Yeah, out of a four-year term, you've been off for a year and a half.
I need a government gig.
No thanks.
I need I mean,
the insurance is good ish.
That's what I'm saying, for the insurance and the vacation time.
Apparently.
Holy crap. Look, the clown only gets paid $400,000 a year.
Only.
That doesn't count what Hunter's bringing in through the back door. And obviously the coke.
and Jill brings in some money.
I don't know. She looks so much like Alice Cooper with a drag.
Oh, yeah, she looks like definitely a trans Alice Cooper. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. But
just,
But she's a doctor.
If your wife did to you what she's doing to him, you can rest assured that your wife and I are going to go toe-to-toe. Because she is pushing this.
Oh, yeah.
Because it gives her some type. I mean, all she's
some kind of
done,
clout, yeah.
All she's done is taken the fabric off of the couches and made clothes out of them, and a couple of the curtains, drapes, probably, yeah. Too. Because she's not eloquent. She's not.
Oh no, you played a video of her earlier though. Cracked me up.
Yeah. Well,
how does she? The way she said bodega was just
bodega.
The bodega's in New York.
I lost that video. That was great. If Karen did that to you. And I would suspect that if my wife did it to me, you'd probably be in the same. Look, we're going to part ways here, and you're not going to do this. You know, it's abuse.
We would have a confrontation, yes.
Yeah, it's definitely abuse. And that the press has been so flipping complicit.
Mm.
You know, yeah, they're starting to turn on him a little bit.
Well, yeah, they're watching that boat sink.
Slowly but surely. But I'm telling you, there's that 3-minute video, if Trump did this, if Trump did that, yeah. Where they spend 3 minutes talking about everything that this Biden administration has done that if Trump had done, they would have crucified him for.
Oh, yeah.
If Obama had done it, the right would have crucified him. But the right isn't even crucifying Biden. But then you have to ask yourself, who is the right in media? Nobody.
No.
You know, you have OAN. If you pay for their subscription streaming, you've got America, what is it? America something news.
America First or
something like that.
Something like that.
They're not on cable either. So you got NBC, CBS, ABC, MSDNC, and CNBS or whatever it is. And they're all liberal rags. Oh, yeah, and FAW News.
Yeah.
Or faux. I guess it's fake news. They're all left. I don't know how Fox News went so far left.
Yeah, Fox News is the most right out of all those left ones that you just named. And that's not
very
a lot.
Right. Yeah.
No, it's not a lot. They've gotten rid of all their right-leaning journalists.
Think about this. Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Gone. Fired when he was number one.
Yep. Tucker.
Tucker. Fired number one.
What's her name?
Megyn Kelly,
yeah.
Fired number one. Everyone that they get that is number one, that look, if I got rid of every time I did something right, well, I'd never get rid of much, but it doesn't make sense that you're sacking your biggest draw.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so confident in your errors that you're willing to stand on the bridge while the fucking boat sinks.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Have you noticed in the change the subject for a second,
right.
Or maybe for a while?
Could be.
Know. Have you noticed in the news? We were talking about this earlier. How the news is prepping you for this eclipse?
You know, it's funny that you said that because all of a sudden, was it last week or the week before? I'm starting to hear of this eclipse, and I don't know why it's so fabulous. It's an eclipse. Didn't we just have one a few months ago?
A few years ago, but
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I've never in my life heard when they've talked about eclipses, having enough food for a couple of days.
Yeah, why?
Having candles in case the power goes out. Like, what?
Why? Yeah.
What? Why are you asking me to do these things? Have enough gasoline in your car. Why?
Yeah.
They have never.
Well, and then warning about travel. Don't travel unless right. you absolutely have to. Don't fly because, you know, there's going to be delays and you why? Know, can't planes fly at night?
I mean, think they do it pretty regularly.
Could impact your power.
How? We've had so many solar eclipses, lunar eclipses, all those eclipses.
Right.
I think there was a Ford eclipse at one point, wasn't there?
No, that's Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi, that's right. Anyway, it was a car. Yeah, there's never been warnings like this. It's literally a shadow.
Right.
They don't give warnings.
I think it's a 4 minute.
For like 4 minutes.
Yeah. Like shit. 4 minutes.
That's like a cuddle session with the wife. Okay, it's the full blown thing. And then that includes the shower after.
Yeah. And there's a warning before. That it could affect the power.
How?
Because
do they say how?
Because the solar panels will be.
If that's affected. Written in the fucking media press.
No, it is. It is.
4 minutes. It's gonna shadow.
It could affect how much solar power gets generated. Well, no shit, Sherlock, but that happens every time there's a damn storm.
Oh, that happens every time the sun goes down.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's more than 4 hours.
Yeah. But that's not in the middle of the day.
Well, okay, fair, but.
But.
First and foremost.
For 4 minutes, I think we're going to survive.
Have you guys never had a thunderstorm where there's solar panels?
I'm so disgusted right now. Let me guess. I don't want to guess. Never mind. What else are they warning about?
So they're also warning about
food, right?
Yeah.
Food.
Make sure you stock
minutes.
Up.
Yeah.
4 minutes.
Flex. I think we should go up to Wyoming and get a bunch of fireworks in that 4 minutes when it gets dark.
Light them up.
Oh, and it's going to get cold.
No, well, it's not.
Well, it does.
It gets chilly.
It does. You actually notice the temperature change.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine so. It's for four minutes. Like a cloud.
Exactly. Like, come on, where's the cloud? I need to cool off here.
It's a shadow.
We grew up in a very hot town.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed when the cloud.
Yeah, that's true. Look, we don't make this big of a deal and put all these warnings out when Punxsutawney Phil's coming out.
Right.
Oh, well, there's warnings about cell phones too. Let me see.
There's going to be cell phone outages.
How is a
so?
Cell
I think
phone
that AT&T thing that happened a few months ago
was
or a month
test.
Ago, it was a test. It was getting us ready for.
Look, you know what this is all saying? Because coincidentally enough, Ron Paul comes out last week and gives this ominous warning of a black swan event.
And he's one of the most libertarian conservatives.
Very much so.
I mean, if he wasn't running under Republican, he'd be libertarian.
His dad was the founder,
sort of,
of the libertarian movement.
And for his faults, he's got a few. But for the most part, I think he's one of the better senators or congressmen, whatever he
agreed.
Is. Out there.
Agreed. You know, him and Thomas Massey they've done their things. But I'm still floored about this
solar panels.
Really, it all boils down to all the places where you're going to be able to see the total eclipse this year. They're going to be inundated with spectators.
True.
Like, there's going to be a flock of people going to go see the eclipse. So,
where is this supposed to be?
It's going across the south.
It's going through Texas.
It's going from southwest up to the northeast.
So are we here in Colorado going to be able to see some of it?
We will see some of it, but we will not see a total eclipse.
Well, Bonnie Raitt's not going to be happy about that.
It's not Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, it is.
I thought that was
Total Eclipse of the Heart. Was
Pat Benatar.
No.
Who was it?
Now we got to
name it. I'll look it up. You guys keep going.
I'm still looking up the solar.
Well, I was just... Yeah, so Ron Paul comes out and brings... He warns of a black swan event. Now, Black Swan event has been a big buzzword for the last couple of weeks. So I generally know what a black swan event is. It's some sort of distractionary thing, but I decided I'd look it up. And a black swan event is an unforeseen or potentially severe event that's difficult to predict under normal circumstances, but appears to have been an inevitable event in retrospect. It's characterized by its extreme rarity, severe impact, and widespread insistence that it was obvious in hindsight.
Bonnie Tyler, by the way.
I was close. Bonnie Raitt is
She's more country.
She is more of a country hip on that one. The term was popularized by former Wall Street trader Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who wrote of the concept in his 2001 book, Fooled by Randomness. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, and then looking at the map of this eclipse, it's yeah. Some of these places I wouldn't go just to go see the,
right?
The eclipse.
I mean,
I'm not going to Ohio. Sorry.
You know, yeah. I've been to Ohio. It's not too shabby.
So it's like South Texas, mid Texas, up through a little corner of Oklahoma, up through.
This is supposed to come around April 8th, right?
Arkansas, yeah. April 8th.
So the one thing that I always thought was odd was, you know how the moon goes through its phases because the earth is in the way or whatever. So when this solar eclipse happens, we only see it when it's really big. But how come we don't ease into it over a couple of days or weeks? You know what I mean? Like the moon phases.
That's a good question.
There's a whole website about that.
I don't.
It's a lot of sciencey stuff.
Science. I trust the science. As long as Dr. Fauci's not the one feeding me the science, I trust the science. So, speaking of bullshit science,
go ahead.
Ivermectin was vindicated. The CDC has had to go to its websites, its social medias, and scrap all of its slander on the ivermectin medication and the term of horse paste and veterinarian bullshit. And that was ordered by a federal court.
You're right.
And then...
is anybody ever going to apologize to Joe Rogan?
Fuck no. They're not.
Because they called him out. They altered
his video to make him look sickly.
Yeah. They also wanted him thrown off Spotify and all this stuff because he was... Neil Young was one of the big proponents... I'm with you. Fuck that guy. But I like some of his songs, but you know. Anyway.
Not enough to that.
Well, he's against Spotify and all the streaming services.
Oh, he's back, though.
Well, of course.
Yeah, he's back because it made him money. You know.
Because he had his own streaming service out there.
The thing about.
Briefly.
These. Like this instance, for instance, about CDC having to go back and fix their stuff. It's similar to, let's say the New York Times said, the unrefined guys are two gay guys who are in a passionate relationship together who spew extreme white right-wing rhetoric and lie a bunch.
Well, then I'm not paying attention.
Well, we're not gay.
Oh, yeah.
We're not lovers.
Flanderous, yeah.
But when we go to respond and tell the New York Times, you got it wrong, you dumb shits. And if you don't fix it, we're going to sue you. What they'll do, even though that headline was a front pager.
Yeah.
They'll go
three
in.
Inch type.
Yeah. They'll go in on the back of the business section and in small
type, bury it.
They'll say, we made an error in our reporting and so on. So, well, but in the meantime, before they put that retraction, five other media sources pick up the story and run with it, but they're not obligated to put in the retraction because they were just reporting what the Times said.
Right.
So that is still out there and in circulation.
Now everybody thinks we're homosexuals. Correct. Yeah. Which is, and, who cares?
Yeah. But you know, that's how this works, is that there's no accountability. And when the media is being controlled by the deep state and these crazy bastards that own all of these crazy mutual funds and whatnots, it makes for an ugly situation. Right. And then, you know, people are allowed to be slandered and spit upon and chewed out for and have lies spewed about them. It just makes for... ugly mess. And then you go to the likes of Rogan, who they altered his video, made him look sickly, and made him sound worse than he was, when in fact he was tested positive for COVID, had symptoms, took the ivermectin, and then came out of it 2 days after feeling great.
Right. Right.
I don't know. But because Rogan is considered a public figure, they can slander and libel him all they want because he's in the public eye.
Well, I've always respected his handling of it. You know, he did put out a few videos. It was like, you know, this is bullshit. This is what really happened. This is what I said. I never said anybody should take it. I said what worked for me.
Right.
And I really don't care. Yeah, I really don't care what anybody else thinks. I just wanted to
bingo. That attitude is what I was striving for when we talked about where am I, what is my legacy in 100 years?
Right.
I want to have that Joe Rogan. Okay. It's bullshit, but okay.
Yeah.
You know, same if here. Somebody says some nasty things about me, and look, I'm not without cult. Criticisms. Yeah. You know, I've certainly could be criticized about many things. And once upon a time, I used to concern myself with those things. And it took a little bit, but at some point I was like, whatever. One thing I did learn.
I remember it was 10th grade. I watched you do it. For the longest time, you wanted to be popular. You wanted to be, you know, famous. You wanted to do this. I remember you trying to, at the time it was the New Kids on the Block. I remember a time where you sent in tapes to their,
to their manager,
to their manager. Yeah. 'Cause you wanted to be popular. You wanted to do this. And then it was like the 10th grade in high school and you were like, I don't fucking care.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, oh, this is awesome. Now we can be friends.
I wonder if every youngster has phase like that.
Oh, we all have. Yeah.
Where you focus so much on what everybody else thinks. I think that those of us who are fortunate enough to, at a young age, to go, okay.
Yeah.
You know, early on in my...
We had parents, though, that grounded us.
Very much so. In more ways than one.
You're not... Exactly. Yeah. Not just the physical grounding, right. But the emotional grounding, you know, knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can keep trying to do that if you want, but realization is that you're probably not going to be popular. You're not going to be famous because... Yep. It's a lightning strike.
It is, you know? A double-edged sword.
It is.
You know, and I've had my name in the paper a few times, and most of the times it wasn't for great things.
Right. It's never for great things.
Oh, yeah. You know, and so when you really boil down to saying, you know, it's like Rogan says all the time, I don't read the comments. Easier said than done. What I have found is that I don't take personal what the comments say. I realize that's your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You're entitled to that. And it's unfortunate that I left you with that feeling or that, pardon the pun, taste in your mouth. Did it again. you know, and so how does that equate to the science of an eclipse? It doesn't.
Right.
But I'm still floored. I keep going back to this in my head. It's fucking solar panels,
right?
Like, there's batteries that store for cloudy days,
right?
Why are we telling this is what makes me believe there's something afoot.
Yeah, there's something big going to happen, and they're preparing us for, or trying to prepare us for, this, whatever this is going to be.
Or is this the big dud to get people to overreact?
Yeah.
And see how far they'll go with it.
Well, let's see what happens in the political realm, because now they've got us, our attention on this fucking solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what bill are they going to pass now?
Well, perhaps that came out, because this really started its peak this last week.
Yeah.
They had been hinting about it.
One of the things we're not seeing a whole lot of play yet is the Biden administration flipping the script on Israel.
Yeah.
You know, Israel has always been
condemning
supported.
Israel now, yeah. Instead of condoning
they
or
are
whatever.
Condemning a possible attack on Rafah, which has about 1.5 million people, I believe, in the Rafah area. And a large portion of those people are there because the Israel government told them to flee to that area when they were going through some of their campaigns to flush out Hamas. Well, there's I guess word is they're now trying to plan something, some kind of an attack, an offensive on Rafah. And with all those people there, the Biden administration saying, don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it. Sounds like they're going to. And if so, then the Biden position is going to be to condemn and to sanction.
Right.
How's that going to go over?
Yeah, that's not going to go very well for him in this election.
He is in a very, very shitty spot politically. A large portion of Jewish support in America is Democrat.
Yeah. I was going to say they're going to flip on him because of his non-support of Israel.
And unfortunately for Biden, maybe fortunate for others, is the progressives in the party are pro-Hamas.
Yeah.
Or pro-Palestine, depending on what
they say Palestinian, but it's really you're backing Hamas.
That's what you are, yeah.
From what some of the people have been saying, is especially AOC.
Right.
You know.
Jeez Louise.
She came out and said that she cannot support the genocide that Israel is putting on Hamas. What? So you're okay with Hamas. The genocide that Hamas wants to do to the Jews then?
That they did do on October 7th.
Yeah.
For heaven's sake. That woman's so retarded. She made an argument. I don't remember exactly the wording, but basically she didn't think Rico
was a crime,
and not a drinking buddy from the village.
No, not that Rico.
Rico is in the racketeering, blah blah blah. I forget what it stands for. That's a law.
Yeah,
and she said in a public hearing,
trying to belittle what's his name, Bobulinski.
Trying to belittle Bobulinski, Tony. I watched some of that.
He was hilarious.
Wow.
Not hilarious in the funny.
No, it was.
His rebuts to any of the Congress people that were
Jamie
against
Raskin?
Him. Yeah.
Well, she shit in his lap a couple of times. I was just like, boy, you better check your car before.
Well, he's been itching to do this testimony for a while.
He has.
Because the Biden family has thrown him under the bus.
And I'm grateful the Republicans are having these hearings, though nothing's going to come from it. Yeah. And that's the thing that irritates me the most about our D.C. establishment is the Obama administration spied on the incoming president and candidate before he was elected. And that was by and far huge numbers, way worse than what Nixon did.
Yeah.
And Nixon was impeached and
he resigned.
He had to resign because he was about to get voted off the island. But Obama and that administration, which included the current president, Biden, nothing. Yeah. Zero. No charges. No nothing.
So they impeach Trump for...
Because they spied on him.
Well, because he made a phone call to Ukraine,
mm-hmm,
asking if this was true. Can you check on this? I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much what he did. And the administration in Ukraine at the time was like, yeah, sure, we'll check into it.
Mm-hmm.
And they got mad, and you're a Russian colluder, so
you're
a Russian spy.
You were colluding to damage Biden, who might run for president.
Right.
He didn't even know at that time.
Right. So they do just about the same thing. They're spying on him. They're spying on the RNC and other things, and on his campaign headquarters, but that's okay.
100%.
He makes one phone call and asks, hey, is this rigged?
Right.
Does this happen? Oh, no, you're going to get impeached.
Then they impeach him again for January 6th, but they don't ever talk about May 29th. May 29th, they forced the Secret Service to make the determination that the family was not safe in the White House and needed to retreat to the bunkers because they were firebombing the White House.
Yeah.
A couple of arrests.
Don't hear anything else about it,
though. They were discharged, released, and then they ended up paying some of those people because they arrested them. Yet, you show up and walk across 75 or 100 and some yards away from the Capitol on January 6th, and you're going to prison for 2 years. This
lopsidedness of this judicial system is insane.
And, you know, a judge has made a statement by dismissing some charges against some January 6th defendants, which is causing a domino effect, where they're having to go back and look at some other cases where they were either pled or found guilty, and they're going to have to reevaluate some of those based on this judge's ruling in another case.
Right.
All of this bullshit that happens, this is the problem. I used to pray that God would expose these people. And sure enough, he did. I forgot to ask that he hold them accountable, too. So that was on my fault, right? But we're watching all of these.
Damn it, I forgot something.
Yeah. We're watching these circuses occur in front of us, and it's all smoke and mirrors. They're holding these hearings with Tony Bobulinski. What's coming from it? They're not going to impeach him. They're not going to impeach Biden for anything.
Well, they're not holding Hunter accountable for, what's it called? Contempt of Congress. Contempt
of Congress. But they sure as hell threw Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
Peter Navarro, who just checked into prison the other day. 72-year-old Peter Navarro, who claimed executive privilege. And they said they don't care. They charged him anyway. But when Eric Holder, Obama's attorney general, failed to show up on a subpoena, they held him in contempt. That was it.
Yeah.
The Republican Party deserves to fall on its face if they're not going to start holding people accountable. I think the problem is if they start holding the Democrats accountable the way the Democrats are holding the Republicans accountable, that house of cards may start to tumble.
Nice reference there. That was good.
Well, thank you. I just don't have any faith in the Republican Party, and it's sad.
They're afraid of if they do go after Hunter or any of the Biden family, crime family, that it's going to expose them.
Right.
Well,
you and I have done more time in handcuffs than anybody on the Jeffrey Epstein list. So figure that out.
That is so true.
Figure that piece out, because that'll never come to rest.
Speaking of pedophiles, I came across this. At first, I thought it was fake. And then I dug into it. I'm not going to pull it up right now because it's pretty graphic. But there's this father in Florida. And Florida just passed a law not too long ago. If you caught doing pedophilia, you can face the death penalty.
Oh, did that pass?
I believe it did.
Nice.
So anyway, I don't know for sure, but this father comes home. I'm going to tell a story real quick. Father comes home. His 11-year-old son is crying and weeping and obviously in pain. And the dad finally gets his son to tell him what happened. And he tells him that this teenager, this other teenager, all guys, raped him. So the father gets the names, mm-hmm. addresses, and he goes and proceeds to unalive every single one of them in the most horrific, graphic way you can think of.
Doles out punishment.
He cut certain parts off and made the, and he gets on TikTok and does a video and says, this is what happened. Goes through the whole story. And he's like, I called the police myself. I'm at the last victim's house.
Wow.
I don't give a fuck if I go to prison for the rest of my life. I don't care if I get the fatal concoction. I don't care if I have to ride the electric pony. Mm. I don't care. Because this shit needs to stop. Right? People have to stop. We have to hold these pedophiles accountable. And I'm okay with going to prison for the rest of my life.
Damn.
Because he went into graphic detail what he did to each one.
Was this just recent?
It was like 3 weeks ago.
I had not heard that.
No, they don't want you to hear it.
They don't want you to hear it. Here was something that always
baffled me. One of the perpetrators on the son's rape was a female or male to female trans. That's why you're not hearing
it. No shit, right? I got so much I want to say.
Personally, yeah, he should be held because he can't be the executioner. But as a father, I'd have done the same fucking thing.
You know, probation's good. I don't know if Colorado's laws are, I'm sure laws are fairly, you know, kind of the same throughout. In Colorado, sexual assault on a child, and there's varying degrees, obviously, in certain, but can be punished with as little as probation. It's typically not prison unless you start to show a pattern or if there's some extenuating circumstances for it. More often than not, they are kept in county jails, work release programs, whatever, for, you know, a period of 6 to 24 months. Anything over 24, they might go to prison for. We have always been too lenient on, yeah. And I'm not talking about, you know, a 25-year-old dating a 16-year-old. While I don't agree with that in any way, shape, or form, it is different than forcible rape on a child who cannot consent. And when we start running into allowing these minor attracted people.
I'm not, no, they're pedophiles.
AKA.
I am not going to say that.
Pedo Pete's. Oddly enough, that's what Hunter and his friends used to call Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we're falling further and further away from grace. You know, God smitten Sodom and Gomorrah. And the way that this country is currently being drug into, I almost think God needs to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah and fix us here. Because I remember back in high school, there was NAMBLA. Do you remember that? National Association.
National Association Man Boy.
I don't remember how it worked, but in something like that. And they were, we always joked about it, and it was, you know, pedophiles. And then all of a sudden, pedophiles aren't getting the time in jail that they used to. Then they're not necessarily going to prison. Then, well, maybe we'll give you a probation. Well, then, you know, now, you know, just a few years ago, we heard this MAPS term, and it just kind of, it was a flash in the pan thing, and then it went away. And then this trans thing started to manifest itself more publicly. And inside of that trans movement was this MAPS movement.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think that they are not trying to normalize sexual relationships between adults and minors, you're fooling yourself, because it's already being called MAPS today. How long before it's in the books of saying, this is okay, you don't, you can't control who you love?
Yep. They're already saying that.
It's disgusting. And the Bible's pretty clear. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly, but those who would hurt children should be thrown into the ocean with a millstone wrapped around their neck.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not so sure that we probably don't need to go back to that.
I think we do. We got to, you know, because, I mean, for fuck's sakes, back in the 1800s, 1700s, 1600s, I'm sorry, we killed women for being witches. We hung them, fried them, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Pedophiles should be, I mean, I have no, what's the word I'm looking for? I have no
fucks to give.
When it comes to pedophilia, no, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So like this father that I was telling you about that went and killed these people that raped his son. I don't condone the actions, but at the same time, I totally get it as a father.
You know, it was back in the 80s, and it's odd because this anniversary just came up recently. There was a man who had molested another man's child, and he was being extradited back to whatever, I don't remember. Yeah. And as they were walking through the airport,
yeah,
this dad, who this man had victimized his child, doled out justice right there in the airport and shot him point blank. I think he received probation for that, if I remember correctly. That just happened. The anniversary was just recently.
Yeah, the anniversary was just recently, but I think the father got a few years in prison.
Perhaps.
And then on parole for a few years. But
I know
I saw an interview with him on some show that I watched not too long ago. I would say within the last year I watched this movie. I know what case you're talking about, because I can picture the
whole
video, because it was on TV.
Live.
As they brought him back through the airport, the dad was at the
payphone
bank and waited for him to start passing him, and he turned around and pop, pop, you know.
Did what Jack Ruby did to old
Oswald.
Lee Harvey, yeah.
So, justice saved us some money.
I can't say.
That's kind of how I feel about the dad, and wherever, if it was Florida or not, I don't remember.
If we're not careful, I'd like to say slowly heading that direction, but we are screaming down the interstate, heading right for this if we're not careful.
Right. We got to protect the children, period.
Yeah, there's no slow about it. Wasn't a thing 10 years ago.
Whitney Houston hit it on the head. The kids are our future.
Mm-hmm.
And if we start allowing this freak show stuff to boil over and make it normal.
Yeah, MAPS, stop it.
Look, trans isn't much gooder, but I understand some feeling this way.
I just, every time you say trans, I always like, why did we leave transvestite? Why did we leave that? Just, well, that's not a thing anymore. It's trans.
Right. Transgender.
Transgender. Why did we leave?
Why did we leave straight and call it cis?
Oh, somebody called me that the other day and I almost lost it.
I am not your sister, mother trucker.
You want me to be respectful and call you by these pronouns and call you by whatever
but
you identify
call
as,
me this slur.
But you're going to slur me with cis.
Yeah.
How is that even, if you want fucking respect, you have to give it.
You better earn it too, you know?
I've always said that's a circle. Respect's a circle. You got to give it to get it.
And unfortunately, this circle's turned into a circle jerk. We're in some kind of circle. I keep waiting for somebody, Alan, whatever that guy's name from Candid TV.
Alan Funk
to jump up and go, okay, y'all, just kidding.
Right.
You know, or Ashton Kutcher is going to be like, all Punked. Right, guys, we're all done. COVID was a joke. You know, we're just fucking around.
Well, he was bought out too.
They all are.
Yeah.
They all are. Well, you know, we don't try to blackpill everybody, but sometimes the truth needs to be shown.
Yeah, we sure do. I'm going to find that video and show it.
I have got to see it. This will be interesting. If you like what we do, make sure you continue to like the program, share it on your socials, give it to your friends, or if you're mad at your in-laws, tell them to listen to this. Make sure you...
They might like us.
Yeah, they might. Make sure you like our show on whatever platform it is you're listening. And if you want to support the work we're doing and continue this culture war endeavor, head to patron.podbean.com/unrestrained. Become a member. With help from listeners like you, we're able to continue doing what we do. Also support our sponsor, Ravencrest Tactical. They provide out-the-front knives, locks, fixed-blade knives. They've got all sorts of knives. Best part about them is they are made in America, and they are guaranteed for life. If you break it, they'll fix it. If it's broke, for any reason, they'll adjust it, fix it, and get you squared away. And right now, if you enter the promo code TUGS, the unrefined guys, you know, TUGS, TUGS, you'll get a special discount as well. Until next time, I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
Have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday.
I'm going to come. I'm gonna come.